Aguanta, André.
Bea, tchau. Olá.
Hi! I have arrived!
Olá.
Yeah, shit.
Where is Shane?
He's getting here. Oh my god, give him some time.
Oh wow! I bet your ass wasn't saying that when I was late.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. It is that deep to me.
Oh, it is? It is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Take a chill pill and hold yourself over the corner.
Listen to me. Listen.
It's a brand new month, sis. Get it together. It's the 2nd of February.
Happy Black History Month, guys. I hope everybody's enjoying their Black History Month. I know I am, and I know I am very proud to be Black, and I'm promoting and endorsing and uplifting all of my Black people.
You know what? While Shane is taking his nice and wonderful time making the way to the podcast, I would have to say, you know, and somebody said, made a tweet on Twitter, and I'm so for it. He was saying, you know what, it's full time that we move away from the Black trauma that is being perpetuated in these historical, air quote, historical slave movies. And I completely agree. I feel like it's full time we stop seeing these things being portrayed on screen, especially during Black History Month, because it not elevate the movement. It not help we progress. All it do is traumatize you every time we see it on screen at a yearly basis. Like I'm for the move of like moving towards that. I want to see, you know, Black people progressing on screen. I want to see where we are right now and where we're going to be. I'm tired of see where we come from and all that horrible, horrific trauma. Like I'm done with that. And I don't know if you guys understand where I'm coming from. But I just wanted to just bring that up since we are, you know, in Black History Month.
I literally do agree with you. But I've heard all of what you said before from Chris Rock. And that's his name?
Mm-hmm.
I think his name is Chris Rock. And with that being said, the same sentiment is... we need to move away from that. We as Black people need to move away, because sometimes I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Sometimes I don't think we need to move away from it, because we need to shed light to the newer generation that is coming for them to see really and truly what we have been through, so they can be free and they can be uplifted and they can be whoever they want to be at this point in their life. So sometimes I think it's not only able to, it's not only supposed to be left up to the school to do this.
Minowang quotationan, but here's the dark thing about it, right? If you look at it, you know, I think that all these Black history, historical slavery type shows that has these horrific scenes, in my mind, I think it's for the pure enjoyment of these white people to see. I don't feel like they find no type of guilt from watching this shit. I don't think they do. I feel like they find pleasure in seeing this shit while we are being traumatized all over again. And maybe I'm looking at it odd, but that's how I feel every time I see these type of movies. Point in case. Remember the movie with Janelle Monáe? I can't remember the name right now.
Which one? She
went through when she was kidnapped and brought to this Confederation camp. And we all thought that it was in the past, but it was actually in the present.
Yes.
Bitch. Girl, that shit haunted me for days.
You told me about it. For days.
For days. No, like, pun a real. Where the fuck is Shane?
What's that question? Yeah, ask Misaya. Oh, he has arrived. As you speak of the devil, he has arrived.
No, son. But where is my motherfucking manners, Sanjay? bitch.
I answered you. I said I'm late, and how are you doing?
Right.
And then Shannon just coming sweet.
Right. Before. Within load self. Shannon within load self.
Shannon came with the flag and he waved it and I stood at attention. But I wasn't paying attention.
I think it's called Annabelle, but the movie's called Annabelle.
Power to the people. Mm-hmm. That's my thing on it. Power to the people.
Pay attention, girl. Pay attention.
No, I'm gonna write something.
Anyways, are we gonna get this rolling? Happy Black History Month, Shane.
Happy Black History Month, all my black beautiful people.
Oh, I feel melanin so dripping. Yes.
All right, guys. Come on, let's get into this intro. So, guys, welcome back. This is our podcast, We Got Issues, where we talk about issues that is real to us. Yes, my name is Robin, y'all know. And we got our lovely host on the panel. Just introduce yourself, please.
I am Shep. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were doing internet. Doing it separately. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You know me. Once you hear my voice, you know what I'm here for. Go ahead, Sanjay. Very much so.
Hey, everyone.
Shane, it's your time being quiet.
Oh, and I'm Shane, the quiet one.
y'all need to get it together. We can't make Shannon overpone us all.
But I am the quiet one. Shannon is always the
last. Y'all need to get it together.
But get louder when you watch Shannon go at it, so shut up.
Anyways.
We need peaceful today, guys. Yeah. We need peace today. Yeah.
It is Black History Month.
I come with love. To yeah.
I agree.
I come with love and tiredness.
You know what's so funny? Shane and I were just having the loveliest conversation a while ago. Somebody really understands.
I'm right.
With it. The attack this off, but let's move on. Let's move on. So we have some wonderful topics to just dish. So we're just going to jump into it with our rumor report with Sanjay. So why don't you just take it away from here.
Thank you. So guys, rumor has it. a lot has happened this week. Mm-hmm. Shannon made me the honorary rumor has it person this week, which I was happy but sad at the same time. Because I was so preoccupied, I started working.
Oh.
So I've been busy. So let's get into some tea.
Yes, mama.
So what are you guys' thoughts on straight actors, say, playing LGBTQIA roles? What do you guys think about, what do you guys think of non-rainbow people playing rainbow people role? We also have on the docket here Wendy Williams and her brother feuding because she did not attend her mother's funeral. Do you guys care if a family member or someone you know attends someone that's close to your funeral, or you're just okay with you being there in the present moment representing that person? So what's up? What are your thoughts on that as well? And Dante Brooks, Vibes Cartel teenage, so we all know Vibes Cartel, Jamaican international artist. Mavado. What did I say?
Cartel.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Lord, if I'm saying something, take it back. Mavado, I'm sorry. Dante Brooks, teenage son of Mavado. He's in some hot water. He's going to prison. I heard he's supposed to be sentenced in March for some illegal thing that he did. I think he killed someone in Jamaica. So we need to get into that as well. We need to get your views on where you stand with the whole situation. We also want to talk about relationship that we have with our mothers. Growing up, how you guys think you were treated? Do you guys add issue, and how did y'all resolve all of that? So we're gonna start this off with Shannon. How do you feel with straight actors playing LGBTQIA roles?
I think you were gonna leave the best for last. Whoa. But anyways, I can work it. I can pick the best for her. So my thoughts on all of this is, it is disappointing to know that we are evolving and growing, and our industry within the movies are not doing the same. I think that it is unfair for LGBT people to live and go through these experiences to not be playing them in movies. I think it's really and truly extraordinary, though, that these straight people can go out and play these roles very well, that you mm-hmm. watching that movie, not knowing that person's sexuality, cannot tell that he or she is not a part of the community. I've learned over the years, it is wrong for us to gay bait or lead on people to believe that we are something that we're not. But when it's your job, it's okay. I think it's not right. But it is what we are accustomed to and what the norm is for us right now. I think that they need to open the barriers for everybody to come in and play the role that they are assigned or are accustomed to or is able to fit into. Because I think that LGBT people have so much to offer in movies. If you really and truly watch Dominique act, you would be so freaking you don't even know the words to form to describe that lady acting.
So I don't cut you, but would you say they're tricking you by giving straight guys gay role to give off some bad illusion to you per se?
I don't think it's a bad illusion. I just think it's gay baiting.
Okay. Robin? I don't like this clear throat.
Oh my god. So extra.
Announcement.
Right. But here's the thing. As much as we definitely want representation, because we have the talent, we have the people definitely available who can do some stellar performances on screen, in movies, in TV series, definitely. But we also have to understand that as much as we are in a progressive world, or we're moving towards a more progressive society, there are certain things that still won't change. For example, a lot of these studios, even though the content is definitely on their lap, it's different when it's an actual person, of the LGBT community who's actually playing the role versus somebody who is playing the role. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's bad, but I feel like that's acceptable to them. And we kind of have to move away from that, especially in Hollywood, because I feel because of that is the reason why when we do get these type of movies, we're not getting the proper representation. We're not getting the proper story being told. So a lot of us who are in the actual community aren't really able to find any true attachment to these shows or to these actual characters because we can't relate. Because, I mean, yeah, some of them play the story good, but a lot of these stories are so reductive, so overused. It's like, we already know the story from start to finish. I wouldn't really even need to watch the movie.
I think I get what you're saying about that part. I agree with that. So you would say, being a non-gay person, playing a role, you kind of take away from what that person can bring as an inspiration to the casting, what your story was. As well, so the story would have been different.
It's not so much the characters, but more so the story that is being written.
But that's what I'm saying to you is that because they are being made by non-gay people, So the story that they're going to be telling, it's not going to match something that you're coming from or where you can relate to, because they're non-gay people that are that are directors and
yeah. So you know, we have to take that into consideration, and a lot of the times that's where the disconnection comes from. You know, the story is not something that we're relatable, and that's why oftentimes the acting may be off. But the movie on a whole may not be that great, and it bothers me when I watch LGBT movies or LGBT series, and I can't relate to the cast, and the cast is just so, or the cast is just so predictable, and just, as Shannon say, queer baiting, or I would say the token best friend, you know, the side character. No character development, no different sides, fully fleshed, fully thought out character. They're just there as a piece of ornament. You know what I mean? That annoys me.
True. I agree with both of you, because I'm coming from the theater background and I love theater. I understand what Shannon is saying, and I also understand a part of what Robin is saying in regards to the roles not being played by the right people, so the story won't be told the proper way. I'm coming from a theater. I'm speaking from a theater person, and one part being that I grew up in the theater, meaning saying that it's best when you know to play out of your comfort zone. If you know to take up a character outside of your comfort zone and bring it to life, I agree with that aspect of the theater part, where I like to see people that are not gay play a role of a gay person, just to see as an actor, as a actor standpoint, to see how well you make me feel that you really are that character. I agree to 50% on that aspect, but I also agree on the part where if the actors are going to be gay, please have people that are from the community some point somewhere in the show showing that they are represented. If it's even in the way the character dressed. So even if the actors play the role of not being gay, please show me somewhere in it where I can see my brothers and sister doing something within it. So if the actors are straight, let me see someone who is doing the costume that's in the community.
Also, you get what I mean? To see more complex, written, thought out characters for Black queers. I'm tired of seeing the same old sassy trope for the gay Black best friend. Like, I'm tired of that. I mean, we had to say that. It's so overdone. It's overdone.
Okay. Shane?
On Robin's last point, Matata, I hear Robin talk about things where he can't change, but he just chooses to love bash everything that goes on. If you want to be a change, go change it and stop talking so negatively.
Don't worry. That is within on my goal. So, and because it's a passion of mine that I will be following through on, is why I'm able to critique, right, and provide suggestions, because I know that I can make a difference, and I will be making a difference.
Sure. Anyways, I do morally agree with Sanjay, where it comes down to versatility. The fact that you can play both roles very well is kind of attractive, because I mean, look at Will Smith. His femininity was very funny to watch. He could actually play any role he was put in. So could one of the Wayans, or a couple of them actually, can either cross over from both sides. I mean, versatility is a good thing in acting. So,
well, why isn't the same opportunity being given to us then?
As I said, versatility. Because there's not a lot of we in this gay community. How much of you have actually made out with a woman other than Shannon?
Never.
See my point.
Bitch, I can put
up. Excuse me. Bitch, I can put up. I have.
Okay. I said other than.
He Shannon. Said that Shannon. He said other from Shannon.
I don't know why you love dramatic. Shannon, like, stop. Please calm down. But as I'm saying, versatility is not one of the gay world's strong. Because some people will be completely turned off by the fact they have to kiss a woman.
I disagree. Because here's why I disagree. Because once you are a thespian, you know how to act, bitch. And you are ready to act the fuck out of any role.
In our heads, because some of us chose to pretend to act straight to survive this world. So we're all thespians. That is beside.
So you would say, you would say what that thing kick in that you have to just act straight. Because in the situation in the community that you're in, you it's either gonna act it or something's gonna reach you. So survival mode. Yeah. You're going to survival mode.
So
that's the word I was looking
for.
Survival mode.
Doing it for a living is not something that a lot of people can do.
Right.
Boomer. He never necessarily remember seeing Matt Boomer kiss anybody in white collar. I've never watched it, so correct me if I'm wrong.
So Sanjay, what is on
Matt Boomer have?
Shannon?
Matt Boomer have.
Shannon, correct me. Yeah.
Oh, so Wendy Williams, guys. Her and her brother going at it because she didn't attend her own mom's funeral. Robin, would you be pissed off if someone did not attend someone that's close to your funeral that should be there?
Now listen, bitch. This situation between Wendy Williams and her brother, it is a very sticky situation, because I've actually listened to both sides of the story, and I think this is going to be a first where I would rather remain neutral in this whole thing. So allow me to at least break it down as much as I can. The allegations are that Wendy Williams and her brother are because there is some family tension going on. And the breaking point really and truly was the fact that she wasn't there for her own mother's funeral, which happened sometimes last year. You know what I mean? So from what I understood, was actually going around to the bloggers, really putting this story out and creating this narrative that Wendy isn't, as she is, putting herself out to be, and how could she as a person, not stay there for her mother's funeral when she was supporting her throughout her entire life and her entire career, and also perpetuating that she is not fully over the big man Kelvin. A lot of things were going around to these bloggers, and he was also promoting his own podcast where he spoke mostly about mental health and a lot of different healthy lifestyle type of stuff. So that's his side of the story, and that could very well be true. I mean, these are family that are basically dating, and it is sad to see, because I wouldn't want to have family issues being put out there. Because then Wendy retaliated and responded on her own show. Real and truly hitting below the belt, saying y'all gonna put out stuff about me, bitch, I'm gonna put out stuff about you that you wouldn't want me to put out. And basically insinuated that the dude was gay and that his wife knew, so they should get their life together.
Well, she's wrong for outing him like that.
You know what I mean? But
that's,
she insinuated.
If he is. That's a bad thing to do. If allegedly, it is.
Because that's what I got.
Yeah, she'll be wrong for that though.
That's what I got from the shade. But as she said, the situation really and truly was that he got into it with another family member at the funeral, and because she was just so in grief and she was so embarrassed that, my own brother just caused this scene at my own mother's funeral. I don't want to be seen with this. This is so ratchet. This is so hood. I'm gonna fucking leave. So that's what she did.
Mm. Also, she was at the funeral, but she just left.
Collection of it.
Okay.
So I don't really know. I don't really know how to believe.
Okay. So one is saying she didn't come, and one says she was there, but she left.
But as I'm gonna say,
okay,
this situation definitely runs. I feel like it runs deeper than just the whole funeral situation, because they've been beefing for years and they've mm-hmm. there's been a lot of tension. And I feel like due to the death of their mother and her not really being there to like be the mediator, like things just kind of blow out of proportion and getting really bad, because the father really can't do the own. He's an old man, him almost dead himself, like he can't really do the own. You know what I mean? So it's sad, and we just hope they can find some way to like resolve the situation. But Wendy's milking it though, because she used all that press for the as a lead up to the movie and the documentary.
Did you see it?
Can I ask me that?
Okay. Shannon, did you see the documentary and the movie, and what's your thought on the whole Wendy and her brother situation?
I don't have no thoughts on Wendy and her brother. I don't have a feeling for Wendy. Anyways, about the movie and the entire situation about the movie and the docuseries, I think it was the docuseries was put together in which you didn't have to watch the movie, period. But the movie was really good, where it sheds a little bit more light on that story. Robin is clearing his throat because I'm speaking on his queen. But
so I haven't seen anything as yet. Would you recommend me to see the docuseries before the movie?
I would say, I would say if you want to watch the movie first and then watch the docuseries, because if you watch the docuseries first, you will not feel like you need to watch the movie, because the same things that were
documentary. You keep saying docuseries and
but I get what you were saying though. But I'll definitely see the movie first then. Okay, because I haven't seen either. I wanted to, but by the time I remembered it was already it's over and everything. So
I mean, it's gonna rerun on Lifetime,
but Shane,
this weekend, I believe, so you can always catch it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna set a reminder.
Yeah.
Shane, do you share the same as Shannon in regards to Wendy and her husband? Well, not husband, her brother.
A flying squirrel about the capital P of the world, but
Pendipin.
Because you don't have no ass, because the are perky as the motherfucking day. But moving right along, the problem.
Okay. Oh my god. In regards to Wendy and her brother.
No, I think it's Wendy was actually at the funeral and left because my brother or family members decided to have a fight. I think she was wrong in that regards. I don't care what drama is going on. It is a day for your family to mourn. Her brother must have been hurt. So whatever happens, he's mourning. Let him get it out anyhow he can. I'm not saying that is the best way, but
so hold on. So she's not allowed to grieve in her own way?
How can you grieve by getting up and leaving your own mother's funeral, Robin? Please explain.
But how didn't you know that that whole situation was also just adding to the amount of stress that she was currently going through and her grief at that particular moment?
Listen, I've been to my own aunt's funeral where her own daughter did not come or attend the funeral at all because she did not like the casket my family chose for the funeral. So whatever is going through you can quit it. You can put it aside just for that day. You don't have to be a little drama queen.
Much on it, because you know people do things differently when they go through certain things,
which is right, but this is a day of somebody you personally know, you love her, you've seen a lot of pictures with Wendy and her mom, so you know there is love, no love lost there. So you could have sucked it up. If you want to turn a blind eye and like glue to your father, do that. But there was no reason for her to get up and leave the funeral. If you don't feel comfortable, sit in the back of the damn.
Sanjay.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I don't see any reason for her to leave, as it goes to the documentary and the movie. Didn't watch it. and there's a 99.9% chance that I'll never watch it.
Here's my opinion, guys. In case y'all wanted to know. I'm
so sorry about that.
I think you gave your opinion like 10 minutes long. There's more.
Listen. No. I want to say something. Can we move on?
No. Thank you. No. I want to talk about this documentary, and I wanted to talk about the movie. Because y'all had a lot of things to say, and I have something to say before Robin, we move
you
on.
You discussed for 10 minutes. Sanjay himself has not said anything. You talk for almost 10 minutes.
I want to talk about it. Y'all can go on 10 minutes rant to say stuff.
No one.
Who was ranting for 10 minutes?
No one has gone.
Shane. Just, Robin, go.
Thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed the Wendy Williams biopic. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised because, I mean, this is Lifetime. I mean, do they really make quality shit? Not really. So I never really went into it with a whole lot of expectations, but I was pleasantly surprised. Now, as a person who is, you know, a consistent Wendy follower, I mean, she is one of my idols. A lot of what was really depicted in the movie, I kind of already knew. I felt was also kind of watered down and, you know, just made for television. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there was a lot, for her 30 plus years in the industry, there's a lot of more salacious things were going on in her life, from radio days to being on Wendy, the show. That was my only thing, but I felt it was, for persons who don't know her, it was so informative and it was so raw and just give a really in-depth look at how Wendy became the type of person that she is, her drive, her resilience, and a lot of things I actually found out because I had no idea that she had so many miscarriages and so many abortions. I had no idea that she was literally forced to go to a rehab. So I learned a lot. The documentary was really great. Shout out to Sharina or Sharonda or whatever the case may be. That's the baby mother. Shout out to her. But that's all I have to say. Overall, I was impressed. And if I had any... what's the word I'm looking at? If I had any type of reverence or admiration for Wendy, it definitely gone up some more. Like, I respect her to the ultimate, and she's definitely someone that I would aspire to be going forward into, you know, a media and communication industry.
That's so good. Shane, what's your thoughts on Mavado's son, Dante Brooks, going to prison for allegedly killing somebody, or well, he killed somebody because he's going to prison. So what's your thought on the whole thing?
Honestly, I don't know if there was enough evidence or whatever. I did not read it thoroughly, but if there is actual proof,
mm-hmm.
well, if it's actually true that he did kill him, I'm going to reference one of my favorite games, which is Monopoly, where it has a card that says, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass.
Do not call it $200, right in there, nothing. Just look at try crackers, yeah, stay right there, son.
No, go right
here, son. Shannon, I was also told that he wanted to become Don of his community. So what's your thought on the whole situation? Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to add to this. Nope.
I don't like where this is going. Moving right on, Robin?
Moving right on, buddy.
Mavado's son. Mavado, that's... Did you think he set a bad example for his son for what he did? Or what's your whole take on this?
I mean, the apple doesn't really fall far from the tree.
True.
You know what I mean? That's what I have to say about that. But I feel like this whole situation, it bothers me because, I mean, I'm literally no reach no way in a life yet. There's definitely so many opportunities out there. I mean, your father one big ass artist. You know what I mean?
Who sing about the same thing that his son just did though?
Understood. Mm. Understood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that he is following in the footsteps based on what, you know, he's seen and grown up to see and what he's supposed to.
But monkey see, monkey do. Wait.
I'm coming back on that because his father has never been convicted of anything. So how are you going to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? His father's never been convicted of anything or convicted. How are you going to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
I understand. I understand to a point when he said that, because I understand where that the father lifestyle that he used to live, are you portrayed to have?
Listen, Sanjay. Robin is just biased when it comes to his favorite people and his least favorite people.
What are you talking about? What
correct?
What are you talking about?
Listen, correct.
Listen,
correct.
Just a while ago, you were talking about Lifetime.
Correct.
Crappy station necessarily, where the only reason you watch something of it is because it's Wendy. And I thoroughly enjoyed a lot of things that Lifetime has put out. And I know Shannon.
Correct. Well. Correct.
I'm
so it's just correct. You
guys to gaslight me into any type of corner and try to bully me into any corner. That is my opinion as it relates to that. And I'm not going to sit here and allow you to say that I am biased, because I am not biased.
Then stand up. You don't have to sit there. Stand up.
Okay, so guys, let's end the night on a personal note. I want to have a conversation with you, Shannon. It's a personal conversation, so maybe we can kick it together, because I like kicking with you a little bit. So let's talk about our mother, you know, that woman in our life. You know, we were raised by our mom. Most of us was raised by our mom. What was your treatment like growing up? Did you have any issue with your mom? Did y'all resolve it? Let's talk. How are you and your mom?
I'm going to pull a Robin right now. I don't want to talk about this. Can you go to somebody else, please? I've never
said that before, so don't even.
You have.
Don't even.
Shane?
That's hilarious. Out of the four of us on this call, I was the only one not necessarily raised by a biological parent. So my relationship with any of my family members is very estranged, because I was raised mostly as an only child.
Mm-hmm.
So my relationships now are basically... What's the word I'm looking for? It's not straight, but it's not necessarily an open conversation. It's more like, are you alive? Have a good day. That's basically where we're
at. That's so sad, Shane.
And I'm fine with it, actually.
You're good with it?
That's the thing. It's what I'm used to. So you cannot say it's sad. It's what I'm accustomed to.
That's true. And if you're okay with it, that's what you grew up on. You're okay with it.
Sad though. But,
looking in, Robin, I can understand you looking in. Mm-hmm. Based on where you're coming from. Yeah. But I was raised as a single child, and I was spoiled to the T. I used to be annoyed with that when people say you're spoiled. I used to be annoyed with it, but I'm an only child, I didn't go tell you to go be the fifth or the fourth of anything. So don't rain on my parade. Not because I'm an only child to get what I want. I hate it now when people do it, but back then I used to be like, but I'm an only child and I get what I want for being an only child. But it comes with the perks and it also comes with the disadvantage, because my mom is like a stalker from Element. In my life, that's how I feel towards it. And before it was cute, but now it's like, can you let me go, please? Can I walk alone? Can you not call me every time and check up on? I'm okay. Okay, I understand it, but yeah, it's to me now it's clingy. And I get it, but I'm an only child, so I get it. But it was okay. We have issues. We argue, and I'm Molly, sir, and she friend me. And Because I'm stubborn. So if we have an argument, I'm not calling you first. I'm not doing nothing first. So now we good.
Let me ask you a question. Your mother used to be doing when I look up at you.
If I be if, yeah, because I when I deserve it though, and I'm always do because I'm always disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It's always been my mouth.
Oh, so you used to run off your mouth like you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like if it goes yeah, but if I fight with someone and she go to school and they ask, she always asks first what did they do because I'm never the aggressor. I'm always the one to finish anything, but I'm never the one. I will never start nothing, but I'll finish it. What so that's why when they do call her school.
What's Mother's Day like for you? Like, do you, you know, got all odds for Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is... Mother's Day and birthday is the same for me every day. It's the same as how I don't do nothing like just like what people do for like Valentine's Day, that one day you should show all that love. Mm-hmm. No, I do her the same that I do every, happy birthday and I might get her something extra special, but I don't do like extravagance and stuff, no. She don't do that with me either. We just cool. We just happy birthday, here's a $50, buy something cute. Thank you, Mom. But I'll buy her something though, because I like to buy things. So I'll buy something cute if I can. But we good.
So I wanna know why Shannon doesn't want to talk about this.
Oh, God.
I mean, sis, you were literally the one who, you know, suggested that we talk about this. So why are you now wanting to just skip over it? Hello?
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
I mean, this bitch wants to be silent when I'm trying to ask a question.
So, moving on. So is there anything we have in closing?
So disrespectful.
Robin, how do you feel about your growing up with your mom? Because everybody else has spoken. It's your turn.
I'm not hearing you very clearly.
I'm saying it's your turn to speak on the matter. How was it like growing up with your parents, if you did? How was your relationship with your mom, and how is your relationship with your mom now?
My relationship with my mother, there's only one word, you know, that I can use. It was very, you know, because I feel like I had a lot of pressure, you know, on my shoulders. So I never really feel like I had a childhood I really wanted, because a lot of the things that I was doing, you know, was really to please my mom and to make sure that I was always in my mom's good graces, to always make sure that she was super duper proud of me. So I never really felt like I did things my own enjoyment. I mean, but, you know, let's my creative, but those were just weren't, and you know, refined and really worked towards, because I was just solely focused on what she wanted to do, and that was the golden child. So my childhood for was, you know, baffling, because I felt like I was literally under her palm. And so as much as I loved my, like, I loved her to death, like, and we loved each other, but I feel like sometimes that love can be just too much sometimes, and I feel like that's
too clingy.
The love that we had for each other was just so much that it was just, it was just,
so you'll say your mom is too clingy,
stifling me.
Stifling.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And now we kind of like have, yeah, she was, and I think most of it was, you know, things aren't going on in your life, things aren't going right in your marriage, so you have to put all of your love in the one thing that brings you joy, which is your child.
You know, oh, you watch Billy.
And so with me being the last one, like, I was going to be, yeah, I was going to be that child that was really? Going to, like, you know, make things better. Well, I mean,
of what I had to
do. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mom.
Perfect. Then you would have, like, your expectations were minimal to me. Honestly, mine were going to be perfect because I had perfect siblings that won scholarships, won awards, and jock. I had a jock of a brother. I was like, oh, God, it wasn't having them as siblings.
You know what's so funny? I racked up a lot of
that would not
accolades
come
and awards for like drama and music.
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
And
it's academics. Sanjay, never my brother, counted, both my brother and my sister won spelling bees.
Damn thing.
I was annoyed.
I racked up my mouth. Via chattings, via cousins. That was my accolades.
That was me too. I do agree with you. I was very mouthy. So my parents and I were like always on opposite ends of the world.
We never liked much run up and down. Sweating to me was sweat was too much.
The one look at time I meet on a roll. And so in my young life, I really understand the type of the type of responsibility.
That's the only thing. That's the if you check, if I should show you all of my school report, this is the only thing my mom had an issue with me though, was my mouth. Like if you check all my school report at school, it would say Sanjay does his work, but he talk a little too much. None of my report never say I don't talk. I always be talking. If you check every school report from primary school to high school,
attention span.
I always be talking.
But you know what's funny, Sanjay?
My reports always say I
so that's always where she always comes to me, my mouth.
Exemplary.
You talk too much, you talk too much.
That means I always
here's have the thing. I'm with Sanjay on that account. You know what my one of my favorite moments was, Sanjay? Back in grade 7, pretty much all my class passed that semester. The average score was like, I think, 83 for like 90% of the class. So pretty much all of us were tied. So it was basically me coming down to being 20 something out of a class of 30 something. All of us was pretty much tied. When my mom saw my grade, she was like, "Really? Mr. Sonia come to school for this?" Even though all of us pretty much had perfect averages, we had A minus averages.
Mm-hmm.
It did not matter. I was placed badly.
So what are some of the things that you think that can be resolved in your relationship with your mother, Sanjay? Do you think that there are things that, you know, maybe
yes, you'd really a lot. I think she don't know that I'm 25 by now. I think she still thinks I'm 20. I'm like maybe 6 or 7. Like if I leave the house right now and I go somewhere, even if I say I'm leaving, like, I'll say, "Hey, Mom, I'm going to my friends for the weekend." The way she answer, you will swear we're in a relationship and I'm leaving my girlfriend and my boyfriend to go hang with my friend. Like, I'll say, "Hey, Mom, I'm going with my friend for the weekend." Okay. Like, that dead okay with that roll eye and everything. I'm telling you. So we need to have a sit down to understand, like, hey, I'm not a child anymore. We can have a conversation saying how long I'll be out, because I'll never leave and just get up and leave and don't say, "Hey, I won't be here." But just understand that I'm gonna be out there. No, I'm not a child. I have friends. I'm gonna want to socialize. I'm gonna want to meet new people. So you have to let go of the rope a little bit. So we do need to have a sit down. But she won't hear me out as a Jamaican mother. She will be like, "I'm the mother, and that's it."
I know it's so funny. I used to have the same issues with my mom as well. And I felt like that's kind of like what led to my inevitable rebellion during my teenage years. But I feel like now that as I've moved out and I've like, you know, gotten older on my own and stuff like that, she's finally like realized that, you know what, I'm an adult, you know, I'm adulting and shit. And it is,
but that was the thing, you were a rebellious child. I got hit. I don't know if anyone, but I used to get hit for not going out. Yes, I used to get hit for not going out. Yes, I used to get hit. Like, my mom used to cuss me, like, it was really? Also, you know, not going out? I used to get beaten for that. And yeah, I growing up gay, I just used to like, I'm a loner. I like to be by myself sometimes. That's why I try to tend to be around people that are extrovert. Because if I don't have friends that go out, I will stay home and just binge watch movie, eat, drink wine, eat ice cream, and I'm happy. But so I have to keep friends that are more outgoing than I am. Because if I have friends that are in the same, I will just go to your place and we stay in. I don't even buy clothes. I just buy a couch to go on, the clothes for the couch and look cute and buy food and eat and just watch TV and hang out and smoke.
Right.
But now that I'm trying to do the opposite, she's trying to tell me to stay in. So I'm confused with the whole thing because you used to beat me to go out. Now it's this opposite.
What about you, Shane? I don't know if this is, you know,
growing up basically as an only child, I had the same problems where my parents were literally paying me to come out of the house.
See,
I was forced out of the freaking house a lot of times where classes going on trip. Oh, there's your money. Yeah, go. I'm like, I don't want to go with people like that. Why are you forcing me to go outside? So I do relate to Sanjay, but I must say, I do agree with your mom. I do know where your mom's coming from, where she's going to have an attitude with you going out, because the thing is, and this is where me and my mom have a disconnect, my biological mom, because she wants to play the mom role, although she was never around. It's that innate condescending mind that they have, that be like, you're my baby, you will always be my baby, I will always be there to protect you. So they're in there, they're like, all they see is this little toddler like prancing around trying to walk.
But Shane, but did you just make the connection though of what you just said? Because my mom wasn't around that much either, because my mom used to work overseas. My mom never been to one of my graduations. So I'm wondering if, because they weren't there between those age when you were that person, they're taking it out on me now in my adult age. And I don't want that.
Nope. Well, technically, that's my mom.
That's a very interesting take on it.
The one that she never necessarily got to spend the most times with.
Well, Shane, I'm the same. My mom work overseas. I only see my mom maybe three times out of a year.
I do understand.
She need to fix her though, because that's bleeding on me.
I mean, I do understand. And even though I like being around certain people, like their mom is completely present in every aspect of their life. And I'm like, maybe that's what my mom was trying to do, be present in my life, even though I'm not the type to care or give a damn that if you're there or not.
Yeah.
But I
overcompensate for not being there. Yeah.
And their parents are still like consecutively in their life. So I think it's a mother thing and not necessarily the fact that our mothers weren't present in our lives. But in Sanjay's case, it's a little bit worse.
All right, so I have something to say. I want to say something. Yeah. I have something to say. Sorry to cut you, Shane, but I have something to say. So I think it's very interesting that people can say disrespectful things to you, be disrespectful to you, and think it's okay to do that, even when you tell them, do not disrespect me. I will respect you enough to not disrespect you. I will hold shit in, and I'll handle it the way I need to handle it. But disrespect over and over is something I won't do. I respect the topic. I did bring it to the table. I wanted to have a full-on conversation about it. But when you are going to disrespect me when I'm not disrespecting you is where I feel like we're not on the same page. And being on the same page is really important to me because I want to know when I'm being disrespected and what I'm being disrespected for. Robin, why are you disrespecting me again? I said I don't want to talk about it, but you're disrespecting me. Why? Why are you disrespecting me? I feel like we have conversation over and over and it doesn't go anywhere. So I guess this is the place where we need to talk about it. Why are you disrespecting me?
Girl, where is this coming from? Because I don't feel as though I was actually disrespecting you. All I did was simply ask a question because it's odd to me that you brought it to the table. And now that I'm asking you, everybody's having an opinion about it. And Sanjay asking you, you know what? I'm going to move on to somebody else. I'm like, where's that energy coming from? You brought it here. So I felt like you would have been the first person to like rush out and, you know, have your opinions as you normally do. So I wanted to ask you, genuinely curious as to what's going on. Like, is something, why did you refuse to say that you don't want to talk about it when you wanted to have this flow of conversation? Was I wrong for asking you that?
So, yes, you were wrong to ask me that. Because guess what? I said I did not want to have that conversation. If I said I don't want to have a conversation, that means I don't want to have a conversation. What gives you the right to ask me why I don't want to have a conversation?
Okay. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. I apologize.
That's how it's supposed to be approached.
And the next time that you said that about it, I will, you know, accept it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I don't appreciate you asking me why I don't want to talk about something when I already said I don't want to talk about it. And Shane, do not side message me and tell me not to say something that I'm going to regret, because I want to say something I'm going to regret. Because I think then and there he's going to understand that he's not supposed to disrespect me. Because I feel like he doesn't get it when I say do not disrespect me over and over.
I don't know why you dragged me into this. I was so quiet on the phone. Why are you dragging me into this, Shannon?
I'm not dragging you into it. I'm letting him know that, listen, do not disrespect me. And nobody's going to allow me. Nobody is going to be able to tell me not to say what I want to say, do what I want to do. Because I think that it is unfair for you to pull the same shit that I just pulled and get away with it. But when I do it, it's a problem. Why? Why is it okay for you to say, I don't want to talk about it, and nobody asks you any questions? But when somebody else does the same thing, you try to throw them under the bus. Like, are you serious? You said I vent too much and I come on here and I talk a bag of shit. Like, I don't get to the point. Which, and in fact, you do the same thing. All of us do it. Sanjay interrupts, you rant, and you go on points that makes no sense. People have to collect it. But nobody says anything. Why are you trying to throw me under the bus for this? Why? Why do you feel like it is okay for you to come and rain people's business out and it's fine? Why? I feel like we've had this conversation over and over and you do not take accountability and you never think you're wrong, but you constantly do stuff like this and think it is okay to disrespect me. Why? You don't pull this shit with Sanjay. You don't pull this shit with Shane. Why are you pulling it with me? Do you feel like I'm an idiot where you can bully me into something? You cannot bully me, Robin. I'm a bad bitch just like you. You cannot bully me.
You know what?
I feel like you can pull a case just with me at any point in time. Do not think you can do that. Because I'm not legal. I'm never going to be a weakling.
I get it.
Never.
I get it. I get it. You're hurt by the fact that I corrected you, that you said
that. No. That was never where I got mad. I got mad way before that.
I get it, and I apologize. I was just trying to, you know.
Please disrespect again.
Oh God, I'm done.
Oh my God. Guys, I hope you
really
understand
where I'm coming from.
No, understand. And then you hit a nerve just now because he did that same thing to me last week, and I actually felt so bad. I was like, he did it so many times. When when you talk to me sometimes, you talk to me like I'm dunce, and you use the word to prove it. No, you do. When Shannon said it, when you said Shannon just now about the vocabulary, when I was talking to you last night, you were, I'm educating you. But to me, you did it more than once. Seem like you're educating, like I don't know nothing.
That is very arrogant and condescending for you to see that.
That one with the vocabulary, I remember that part. You did that last.
That last part, it was very condescending and arrogant.
I'm saying what you said sounded very arrogant.
I'm not calling you an arrogant person.
What Shannon said is true also. I do cut people off. I know when I'm doing shit. I do that though.
Guys, I know what Shannon is trying to do. Shannon is trying to be mad hurt, dead ass hurt for no reason at all. And I apologize, and this bitch is still going on and on. I mean, but sis, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to disrespect you. Again, it will not happen again. Be cool, sis. I'm gonna call you tomorrow.
Guys, this fight is real, and he's not gonna play me off to make it feel like we're not fighting, we're fighting, okay? And this fight is going on right now. Anybody wants to end this show? Because I think we're at the end. Who wants to end?
Sunday, please do.
For Elton, strength and daily food, we say in thy name, O Lord, amen. What's for lunch?
I'm proud.
Well, let's close the night with we keep forgetting to do this. Robin, can you give us a song of the day?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God.
Yes,
I forgot ma'am. That.
The song of the day is Let It Out.
Okay, that song should be streaming this week.
No, I've been really feeling that album. Is called Beautiful Nightmare. It released back in December. It's a really amazing album, and I love the direction that she's moving towards in her artistry. And like, this song is literally when you just want to scream out, and you have a lot of things just building up inside, and you just want to just scream it out, let it out. You know, gig.
Oh, definitely. You need to text me that song because I might not remember it when I get up. Shannon, please bless us with a message of the week.
So the message of the week is not to be intimidated by bullies. And learn to stand up for yourself. Robin is a bully. Example, Robin is the bully, and I am the victim.
That's not how you should treat your workers.
Right? Wow. And I'm just the secretary. You see that? Who would want to work for you when you bully all your employees?
No. Both of you are not going to.
You see, Shane.
So, Shane, with all that has happened on the phone,
the villain,
what's the drink? Yes, what's the drink for the week? Because I think I need something strong after this. What should we be drinking after all this? What would you recommend after this?
Yourself a nice glass of pink Moscato from Berlin. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that. Oh,
it's a very affordable wine.
Shannon will need that to calm him nerves. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I think I had a quote this morning.
Wait, say Barringer, Liam Sheehan. Won. Say it again. The Pink Moscato people in the back special in here. Is
to die for. Go get it.
Amen. I shall definitely look for that in my next winery, or closest winery. Yes.
It's not located.
Probably CDJ.
I'll tell you that from now.
If we can't make it so far.
Go into a local grocery store.
So where can I find it?
Let me say something. Can I say something to that? So when these bitches want to act rich and they know their ass ain't rich, going to a regular supermarket, one Chinaman supermarket, I'm going to look for the wine and stop going like you're rich. Can't know you don't have it like that.
Girl, I know you're not trying to come for my finances.
Keep it pushing.
Coming down with them.
I know.
Where's the master of ceremonies? He's supposed to close out and he disappear. Sanjay.
Oh my God! Where the hell is Sanjay?
Sanjay's ignoring. Listen, I'm not descendants villain, with people. You know what? I want to say goodbye to people, the nice people and happy.
Y'all
and
know I'm happy. Not the villain.
I don't know where Sanjay gone. Like,
have a happy on. Black History Month. Change.
But yeah, same to you.
Have a great have night, a great people. Night. Happy Black History Month, and I hope everybody enjoys this month. Bye, Sanjay. Bye.